CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
Optimistic as a team, not Sarah. Airplanes crash into town. The Daymail says the enemy's among us, taking our women and taking our jobs. A reasonable fool is being Drenner, but they're not stop bang, bang, bang the drum. So I go hunting for witches. I go hunting for witches. I'm going to roll. I was an ordinary man with ordinary desire. I watched TV and formed me. I was an ordinary man with ordinary desire. There must be a kind of ability. This pattern is in form. The fear will keep us all in place. I go hunting for witches, cause I'm going to roll. I go hunting for an ordinary man with ordinary desire. I watched TV and formed me. I was an ordinary man with ordinary desire. There must be a kind of ability. This kind of your time is important. The fear will keep us all in place.
Witches by Block Party. Good evening, folks. It is now 8 p.m. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. If you're listening live in Kingston, Ontario, in Canada, CFRC.ca, anywhere else in the world, I just thought I'd play us a little bit of Block Party to sort of round off your Halloween weekend this particular Sunday evening. You know, Thursday was Halloween, and we're kind of just like leaning into the weekend. My name is Rue. I'm your host for tonight. It is the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show, and I feel like I'm doing a pretty authentic job for the show this week because I am coming to you live from London. And I'm joined by a very special guest today, someone who can really amp up the kind of the British music factor of this show. My cousin Ashna is joining me today.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Ashna.
Well, it's probably going to be a giggly show, so just like strap in. It's going to be a good one. Were you much into Block Party? I do know that they're from roundabouts your quarter, sort of London.
Yeah, well, I'm not from London. Londoners would get very annoyed if I said I was from London. But when I was about like maybe 14, 15, I used to listen to this kind of music, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And I did recognise the name. To be honest, it was quite a while ago, so maybe after listening to this song, I'll let you know. but no, definitely something I kind of music I'd listen to when I was younger, so mm-hmm. quite nostalgic today.
For sure, yeah. And we were doing a little bit of a history deep dive into Block Party before we started, just so we knew what we were talking about. And they formed at Reading Festival in 1999. Which I feel like is such an English music thing to do,
100%,
right?
Like GCSE results day, mm-hmm. Pack your bags, whatever result you got, go straight to Reading Festival and just, yeah, listen to good music. Obviously, mm-hmm. you've got the bars and everything there as well, so it's really good vibes. But yeah, Reading Festival has really changed, actually.
It has.
Yeah, because it used to be a lot of this kind of music. I think they're leaning more into like the more like, I guess, mainstream artists and like pop, like rap kind of thing. So
yeah, I think they're just trying to make it like a general music festival rather than a rock music festival.
Yeah, I don't think many people go for the music anymore, which is such a shame as well. I think people just go for the camping and the experience.
I guess so. Like, that's interesting because people say that a lot about like Coachella and stuff in America.
Oh,
like, oh, Coachella is like the influencer festival. 100%. People don't go there for the experience, but then everyone's always been saying that Reading has been the festival that people go to, like, after you finish your GCSEs, like you said, 16 years old, first festival out of home.
Exactly, yeah. No parents for the weekend. No, definitely. My sister actually went a couple years ago, maybe 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. But the artist that she went for compared to the artist I went for maybe, like, 5, 6 years ago, completely different. So
was it still a good experience though?
Yeah, she loved it. Yeah. I think she liked it for different reasons.
Would you do it again though?
Oh no, it's too young for me now. I'm like 23, so it's all 16 to 17 year olds. I think even 18, you're like a little bit
you
too old.
You start to feel
now.
Older there.
Yeah, definitely. Glastonbury is the festival now.
That's true. It's like a bit more of the mature music
yeah,
taste.
Yeah, the mature music taste.
Yeah, the thing they say now is that, like, Reading is still maybe 16 to 18-year-olds and Glastonbury is all the 40-year-old six music dads.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, no. It's awful. I'm getting grouped in with the 40-year-olds now, isn't it?
I guess there's no in-between once you graduate out of 18. That's it.
I know. Adult life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But yeah, Reading and Leeds are definitely... there's a lot of competition between Reading and Leeds as well.
That's true.
Leeds is apparently more fun, but Reading's the one where the Southerners go to, so...
Usually, yeah, but then it was also, like, Leeds this year was so rained out. I felt so bad for them.
It would be.
Two of their stages got blown away by the wind.
No way,
and
really?
And they couldn't reorganise it, so they just had to cancel two whole stages.
Oh, God, do you know which stages they were?
They were some of the tents.
Oh, so like BBC Radio 1 or whatever.
Yeah, they lost like two major stages. One of them was, I think, the dance stage.
Okay. Yeah, where they play all the kind of like house music and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, that Leeds, they last longer, I think, don't they? They have like stages open to like 4 or 5 a.m., whereas Reading like close like 1 or 2 a.m.
Yeah, I find that so admirable. Even Glastonbury has those stages that go on all night long.
Yeah.
Right? Like that you'll keep having sort of people playing at and like DJs and stuff doing their sets until 6 in the morning, and then you're supposed to get 2 hours of sleep and then start your next day.
Exactly.
Whereas festivals in Canada, like 12:30 is a hard stop.
Oh,
if
seriously?
At all. Yeah. The after party might go on till 2 in the morning, but that's it. It's a hard stop.
I'd say in terms of like the tents at Reading, they were quite tame. The only one that was like all night long was the Silent Disco, which I cringe at.
Yeah, like Silent Discos are for listening to music at headphones at home, you know?
Yeah, singing out of tune or singing in the shower. But,
mm-hmm. But yeah, at Leeds, we were saying earlier, they lost two stages, the Radio 1 stage
gosh.
And the Aux stage. So they had no performances there for the whole weekend.
Oh, no. Do you know what's a good stage, actually, that probably relates a bit to this show? Mm-hmm. Is they have the upcoming
The introducing stage.
Yeah, BBC introducing or something like that.
Yeah, the BBC Music introducing stage. Yeah. I find that that's where all the, like, cool people who are looking for new music hang out.
Not me.
But I think that's fine. If you, like, if you know what how you want to shape your festival experience, you'll probably have the best time.
Yeah, I think day one, I went in wanting to listen, like, I had a list of, like, artists I wanted to see. They also had, like, a signing tent or whatever.
Okay.
But, by, I'd say, the Saturday, I probably forgot about the music a little bit. But, no, it was still good. Yeah, they did have a signing tent. Did they not have that in, like, other festivals?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, they had a signing tent. And, like, you know, the Blossoms band and stuff were, like...
Oh, actually, we could play some Blossoms today because they've just released a new album.
Have they?
And do you know what it's called? It's called Gary. And the reason it's called Gary is because there was news of like a statue of a gorilla up in Aberdeen, I think, in Scotland, called Gary. And somehow this 9-foot-tall statue went missing.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if they found the statue.
Who'd want this statue of a gorilla?
I don't know if they ever found the statue, but... The band was so inspired by it, their singer Tom was so inspired by it, that he decided to call this his whole band's album Gary.
Are they from Aberdeen? Or is that really stupid?
No, I think they're from Manchester. But they've been taking this, like, this replica Gary on tour with them.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, should we start with a bit of Blossoms then?
Might as well. I feel a little bit inspired now.
Yeah, we'll start with their song, Gary, because it's such an inspiring one. And then we'll come back and talk about more music, shall we?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we'll listen to some Blossoms with their song, Gary, and then a song that I'm actually looking for your opinion on. It's an Irish artist called Orla Gatland. And she's just released an album that's been doing so well. Like, she's just sold out a tour in America. It's, like, completely sold out every date. She's just done a song with Declan McKenna, who's also, like, a really cool... The guy who wrote Brazil.
Yeah.
So she's done a song with him. And I love her album's name. It's called Everybody Needs a Hero. And I also really love the album artwork for it, because I'll show it to you. It's just her kind of on her superhero pulley, just, like, being pulled along. And it looks very kind of comic book like.
Oh, it does actually. Love the underpants over the leggings.
Yeah, so superhero. So she's having a great time. And I think we'll have a great time on air listening to her song Backseat Driver.
His movements they were able to track. What you see comes from a fairly extended family.
just a liar. No one likes a conversation walking on the wire. I don't know how we got here. Next thing I know, told a version of the truth and it got out of control. Guilt is like a bad apple rotten to the core. Backseat driver, this has gone too far. You've taken up enough space, now get out of my car. Cause there is only one way that this is gonna go. 90 miles an hour flying straight into the wall.
Scotland with her song Backseat Driver. We really enjoyed that, didn't we?
Yeah, she's got a cool vibe to her, you know.
And just like so much fun going on in her music.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We played the music video as well and it's exactly what you'd picture from the song.
Yeah. And also we found out that she was in the band Fizz, who just, I know that they just split up recently and they were doing so well.
Yeah, I didn't actually know this. I can't really go on that.
But I only just clocked that. So she's doing a solo career now and she's clearly doing very well for herself.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, it's a good song. I don't know what kind of music Fizz did. But
similar, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Kind of like fuzzy indie rock.
Yeah, well, when you showed me the picture, it looks like the same vibe, you know what I mean? Colourful and bright and energetic.
Mm-hmm. And we also really liked Gary, obviously.
Oh, yes, yes. Very Blossoms.
Very Blossoms.
I haven't listened to Blossoms in like 6-7 years, I'd say. But
ages.
Yeah, honestly, like Blossoms vibes all over.
And we love how they got inspired by the whole gorilla statue.
Oh, yeah.
Missing.
I know. It's huge as well, taking that on tour with you.
What a prop for your show.
I know. I wonder how they like take it like all over the place. But
somewhere in a tour van. Maybe,
yeah.
maybe they assemble him every time.
Oh, it must be. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they've got to stay somewhere as well.
Somewhere. So yesterday we were out in London and we saw a huge poster by the side of by the pavement.
Yeah.
By the pavement, not the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, pavement. Sorry, I didn't even clock that.
Yeah, we've been talking about like the differences in words and the way how people say things and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've got different, what is it? Pavement, what else is that?
Pavement and sidewalk.
Sidewalk, yeah.
There's, you're a big one for the water. Water. That's not how we say it.
Water. And they, yeah, Americans come at us for not saying our T's and going water, but they don't even say a T. It's like water.
Toronto.
Toronto. So, I'm awful at accents, so I do have to say.
Do you have a particular favorite or like a pet peeve or one that you always notice?
What, in terms of like American accents?
Yeah.
Just the whole American accent, to be honest.
It is very noticeable.
You do, yeah. We were like in London yesterday and there were so many Americans.
Yeah.
And I was there and I was like, they're just so loud.
But, yeah, not sure if it was like an American national holiday or something, but we just saw so many.
But you can notice them because it's like on the tube, no one talks to anyone. That's like, it's true. Very silent. You stick to your own. And like, there were Americans and seemed like they knew each other, but they definitely didn't. Like, they definitely just met on the tube and they just started talking. And I was like, you'd never see that in London.
Yeah. And what's also really interesting is that I'm sure they wouldn't do the same in New York City, because I've been on like the New York subway and no one talks to each other like that.
That's what my friend said. Right? Like, it's quite dodgy, the subway. But dodgy is quite British, but
Yeah. So we'd been noticing the little differences. But another thing we noticed was this big poster by the side, like on one of the walls, of just an ad for the new Cure album, Songs of a Lost World. And I pointed that out and I was like, oh, look at that. They've got the Cure album.
Yeah, Rue notices everything about music as well. You walk through the tube station and you're noticing the bus, like, you know.
Like all the kind of tour posters and everything. But there was a show in London quite recently at the, I think you'd know the location better, but the BBC Radio 2 Theatre, or the BBC Radio Theatre in London, in the broadcasting house. So Radio 2 hosted The Cure for a concert, and it was like a really small concert. And I think it was the second one they did that day, because they did a set for BBC 6 Music earlier, and then they did this one in-concert thing for BBC Radio 2, and I think, as they do with all BBC shows, they'd like auction the tickets. So it was like, you have to sign up for the tickets and only very few people get in.
Wow. Was it expensive?
Because it's a BBC, no.
Oh, okay.
Because it's they can't do the like price gouging thing.
Yeah, of course.
Though they did play another show, which was like a small, really intimate show in which we were talking about it. You know, so many celebrities came down. The singer from Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong, he must have flown in from California or whatever. And there was like a big Canadian journalist called Alan Cross, who was also there. And there was just a lot of kind of big faces that you would recognize. But the tickets would not have been price gouged, because actually the one guy who's really been fighting against like price gouging and, you know, high ticket sale prices and all that has been their singer, Robert Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when Ticketmaster charged people $50 in fees, he fought them to like, he phoned them, sat on the phone with them for 2 hours, made them refund everybody's ticket fees.
For his own concert?
For his own concerts.
Wow.
He was like, you're not doing this to my fans.
I mean, how do you make money then?
I don't know. His tickets are just fixed at $20. $20 in America, probably £20 in the UK, because he just doesn't want to overcharge his fans.
Wow. Oh, that's nice, you know.
Yeah. He's such a sweet guy that way.
Yeah. Wish my artist did that.
No. Wish we didn't have to pay $150.
Yeah.
You know. But we were also watching this concert because we could do that for free, because they filmed it, the concert series. And there's kind of like alternative goth rock stuff. And we were listening to a few songs from the concert. How did you find it?
Yeah, well, I obviously asked you before, didn't I? I said, what kind of music? And you said goth. And I gave you a look like, oh,
it's
okay.
It's not very easy to define.
Will I like this? But I don't know what I expected from goth. I think I expected like screamos.
Halloween stuff.
Yeah, like proper, like, you know, you were screaming in the mic. Mm-hmm. But no, it's very like calm, like really kind of good vibes. I was questioning, obviously, his look a little bit, but I think that probably is the goth vibe as well.
And also, I think he's done the best he can do for someone who's been combing his hair backwards for the last 40 years.
Yeah, you showed me. I mean, he looks so different to what he did when he first started out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably because of what he's been doing these past few years.
He's really just given it all to his art. It doesn't matter how he looks now. But I guess the whole smudged makeup thing is really the goth look, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, it definitely looks goth. But I don't think they sound well. They probably are goth. But I don't actually know what goth sounds like.
I don't know if anyone knows the answer to that
question. I was thinking like emo more. But I guess that would be
a different genre
as well, wouldn't it?
Also, a much more American genre, I feel.
Oh, seriously?
You know, the whole like My Chemical Romance and like
That's what I was thinking.
Midwest. And like they specifically call it Midwest emo, don't they?
Oh, really? What's that, like Paramount or whatever?
Paramore.
Paramore, that's it.
Full Out Boy.
Yeah.
Like kind of like screamo stuff.
Yeah. Oh, what's what I used to listen to? I used to listen to, I can't remember what they were called. Sleeping with Sirens.
Oh, yeah.
I had a phase.
Your emo phase has come out.
Yeah, phase. Didn't want to talk about it. But no, that they used to all have like screamos and stuff. And I was like, the louder the screamo, the more emo it was.
Yeah, the more authentic it
was.
Yeah,
exactly. But,
but this was quite different. I mean, the thing people say about The Cure is like, it's almost like they kind of turn this like these painful moments into like really beautiful and long introed songs.
Yeah, that's the thing about me. I don't really listen to lyrics. I listen to more like the sound of it and stuff. So
I think you would do that if you were like in the crowd anyway, right? Just more about the experience.
That's the thing. But it probably lyrics probably matched exactly.
I'm sure they do. But we're gonna treat our listeners to one song from there. I've picked this from their Six Music concert. Them playing a version of I Can Never Say Goodbye from the new album, Songs of a Lost World, that just came out. We're going to listen to it right now. Go find the album, etc. The Cure are great. We're going to listen to them. Have fun.
I can never say goodbye. something wicked this way comes from out the cruel and treacherous night. Something wicked this way comes to steal away my brother's life. Something wicked this way comes.
The Cure with I Can Never Say Goodbye. And I'm pretty sure he wrote this one about his wife Mary as well, because all his songs are written about his wife Mary.
Oh, is she alive?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He just writes all his songs about her.
That's sweet.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Yellow Bridge Road on CFRC Radio. Anywhere in the world, we're coming to you live from London this week, or close enough to London.
Yeah, dude.
I think for Canadians, London is the nearest landmark anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? So this is Rue and Aashna, and we're joining you one last time just to introduce the next few songs that you're going to be listening to, because we have to run. We've got to use a Canadian word, skedaddle. We have to get out of here. So we're going to play you some new music from Baby Shellaki, who are a really cool Welsh band. We'll listen to their song Blunt Force Trauma, some new Heartworms. We've been waiting for this single for quite a while. She's a London-based musician called Jojo Orme, and she's been doing her own thing. This is a really heavy one. It's called Warplanes. We have some new stuff from Desire Machine, who are an interesting band because they're sort of from all over. I think they're based in London, Manchester, Boston, Tokyo, a couple of other places. So they're really all over, and Amsterdam. And they've just released a new song we're going to be listening to called Until the End of Time. We've got a band whose name I love, Man, Woman, Chainsaw. They've got a song called The Boss. Then we've got some sort of Welsh folk music from Kizzy Crawford. Going to play us a bit of Codur Amerwan, then some jazz, because I think we should always have a bit of jazz. We've got some Nubian Twist, who've just put out their Find Your Flame Deluxe kind of EP. And we've got a song called Breeze, then a Dublin band called Hot Girl. We're going to listen to In Your Head. We love their name.
Yeah, I love that name.
And then a band called Congratulations. The names just keep getting weirder.
Yeah, they do.
We're going to listen to their song Hosepipe Ban. And then we'll finish with some hip-hop, some Monster Florence with their song Pinky. And obviously, if you couldn't get all of that in one go, look out for the podcast of the show coming out later, maybe on Tuesday. And you'll be able to find everybody that you'll be listening to, the full playlist, links of all sorts. But we've got to, like we said, skedaddle. So we're going to leave you with a bit of Baby Shellaki. Here comes Blunt Force Trauma. We'll see you next week. Goodbye from London. Over and out.
Over and out.
Sadness and despair. Take an aspirin to ease the heartache. Stand your ground to show you care. Reinforce it through. Reinforce it through. Born to climb on the ladder, but hope is your disease. You wrap your arms around yourself till the comfort forged the seal. Until it forged a seal. Until it
find you in different ways, like a burning sign on an interstate. Delusion won't save your soul. Hope can find you in different ways to blur that real fine line between love and hate. Delusion won't save your soul. We'll be right back.
your chest to mine. I swear I never felt better. Contagion on my mind.
Will you still love me?
Night, the stars are wavering, they're gone out all the while. The grip turns to you as the engineer changes the fuse.
jag det följa i dvaldarna trienni. En rättegarten.
been told, forgive me if I don't follow yours and hold my own. And there's no wonder I don't know what path to choose. Take your time, you're all that you can be. There's no telling which way the wind blows.
Rubbito intervention. If you mess it up and cause contention, if you get it right, there's big potential. In the name of good intention, talking true words get dimension. Breeze, release the tension, moving forward, new direction.
Selfish ways, I'm a puppet for your pleasure.